Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And in case you were wondering who that was starting off the show, no, it wasn't Bruce Hornsby in the Range. That was a gentleman by the name of Lawrence Elder. And Lawrence has an album out called Surrounded. We heard a track called The Ocean. This afternoon, we have some music from Miles Davis. We also have some music from an instrument that you don't normally associate with jazz. That's the bassoon. We're going to hear some bebop bassoon a little later on in the show from two separate artists. And I think you'll like it. They're both doing some Monk, so that should be a treat in itself for sure. We're going to continue with some music from Jamie Stewartson. And this is from his new album entitled Haptel. This song is called Rest Area.
Thank you. Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Everyone at CHUO 89.1 FM, we'd like to thank all of those who pledged during this year's 2006 funding drive. Thanks to your generosity, we reached our goal of $30,000. Now put your money where your mouth is and pay your pledge by mail, online at www.chuo.fm, or in person at 65 University Private Room 0038. Thank you for making 2006 our best year yet.
Seems to disappear when you're lonely in New York. Sidewalks don't lead anywhere when you're lonely in New York. Rush hour traffic, not a soul around. The echo of your heartbeat makes the only sound. Broadway is a dead end street when you're lonely in New York. Rockefeller Center doesn't rock when you're lonely in New York. Central Park, just a parking lot when you're lonely in New York. The lady with the torch is your one and only friend in the city that never sleeps. Your nightmare never ends. You trade Manhattan for a string of beads when you're lonely in New York.
About Sassy, that was Sophie Millman. Sophie Millman from her album, her self-titled release, actually. And we heard a track entitled Lonely in New York. And just before that, we heard some music from Jamie Stewartson. What a beautiful musician he is. Nice sound, very articulate, and really into the music. And that was taken from his album, Haptal. And we heard a track called Rest Area. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa in the nation's capital, Ottawa, Canada. We're also streaming around the world at www.chuo.fm. And to all the international listeners out there, very, very I don't know, just a happy day to all of you, and I wish all of you well, and I hope that you're all listening to this this great music. And we're going to continue with some music from Vibist. I believe he's currently residing in Boston. Matthias Lupri has an album out called Metalix, and we're going to listen to a tune called Flowers for Mary Jane.
Thank you.
was music from Israeli guitarist Michel Shazwari, and that was taken from his brand new album entitled Yathrib, and we just heard the title track. And we're going to hear a little bit more of this excellent guitarist a little later on in the show. He does an amazing tribute to one of the most famous vocalists in the Middle East for many, many years. Her name was Kathum, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that properly, but she made a lot of impact as she influenced a lot of people as well, not only in the Middle East, but around the world. She passed away in, I believe it was 1975, if I'm not mistaken, but Michel does an excellent tribute to her, and we're going to hear that a little later on in the show. Just before that, we heard vibist Matthias Lupri from his album Metalix and Flowers for Mary Jane. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to listen now to some music from vocalist Sue Tucker. We're going to hear the title track from her album, May I Come In?
Speaking of the devil, here I am. May I come in? Feeling like a lost, lonely man. May I come in? Don't slam the door until you hear my story. Please let me stay till I can say I'm oh so sorry. Sorry that I ran out, lost my mind with someone new. Foolishly I left my heart behind. It's still with you. What can I do? I'm standing on your welcome mat, but the welcome's wearing thin. And speaking of the fool I've been, may I please come in? standing on your welcome mat. And the welcome's wearing thin. And speaking of the fool I've been, may I please come in? May I please come in?
Thank you. This is 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
We just heard some music from the great Art Pepper and a song entitled Cool Bunny. And just before that, some new music from a vocalist by the name of Sue Tucker. And we heard the title track from her album entitled May I Come In. Well, I think it's that time of in the show when we're going to feature again some more music from the Bennett Archives. We want to listen to another segment from At the Jazz Band Ball. Gordon, what do you have on the agenda today?
Bunt Johnson, to give him his full name, Geary Johnson, was one of the major links leading back to the early days of Buddy Bolden. Bunk was born in New Orleans in 1889 and played in many bands such as Adam Olivier, Bobby Russell, Papa Celestin, and Bolden. Armstrong said, quote, Bunk played funeral marches that made me cry, unquote. Bunk left New Orleans in 1915 and played around the South in clubs, theaters, tent shows, accompanying blues singers like Ma Rainey and Julia Lee. In 1931, Bunk was with a band led by Evan Thomas. Evan Thomas was stabbed to death on the bandstand, and coincidentally with this tragedy, Bunk's career slowed down and he developed dental problems. He gave up jazz and worked as a caretaker and laborer and truck driver. In 1939, two jazz researchers, Fred Ramsey and William Russell, located Bunk, and in 1942, with his new store-bought teeth, made incidentally by Sidney Bechet's brother, who was a dentist, Leonard, Bunk came back to jazz and life. His reemergence created worldwide interest, and the music of Bunk's band started the jazz revival. He went on to record with Sidney Bechet, Lou Waters, appeared in movies, and died in New Iberia in 1949. History was made by Bunk Johnson, and today I chose recordings in which he was surrounded by close friends, and who, because of the success of Bunk, became stars themselves. We opened the introduction was Didn't He Ramble, which was by his Superior Brass Band, and now we go to his jazz band, and we hear Down by the Riverside and Storyville Blues, and I'll give the personnel afterwards.
Thank you.
That was the Bunk Johnson Jazz Band with George Lewis on clarinet, Big Jim Robinson on trombone, Walter DeCoux on piano, Lawrence Marrero banjo, Austin Young on bass, Ernest Rogers on drums. Recorded in 1942 in New Orleans. The tunes were Down by the Riverside and Storyville Blues, which commemorates the red light district of New Orleans, and which incidentally was a gold mine of work, of an opportunity for struggling jazz men. Thank you.
beautiful piece of music from African musician Lionel Luque and a track called Dream. That was taken from his album Gilfema. I believe that's one of his more recent releases. And I think we'll be hearing a lot more from him in the coming shows for sure, if I can help it. If I can find more material from him, I'll definitely get it on the air. And just before that, from the Bennett Archives, we heard Gordon Bennett with a little segment on Bunk Johnson. And that was always a pleasure to hear. For sure, listening to some of that old music that's still new music to me. I'm always discovering this great music that Gordon left us. And I'm going to be featuring that, if I can help it, every week on In Transition. And in May, I'm planning a one-hour special. It's an episode of At the Jazz Band Ball that went missing for 13 years and was recently discovered. So I'm going to get that on the air around the end of May, so you might want to stay tuned for that. It's going to take up an hour of my show, and I have no trouble with that at all. It's going to be a pleasure, actually, because this was a show that Gordon and I talked about for many, many years, and we were always looking for it, and I recently found it about a week and a half ago, so I'm excited to get that out to you and hope you like it. We're going to listen out to some music from Miles Davis from his album Miles Smiles, and this track is entitled Circle. Thank you.
How many jazz musicians from Scandinavia do you know? If you listen to In Transition, CHUO FM, you will know more. My name is Mika Pohjola.
Thank you.
Well, there is an instrument that you don't hear every day, especially in jazz. You hear it more in classical music, but in jazz it's rather rare. That was some jazz bassoon played for us by Daniel Smith from his new album Bebop Bassoon, and we heard his version of Blue Monk. And just before that, Miles Davis from his classic album released on Columbia, I believe it was during the 1960s, the album was entitled Miles Smiles, and we heard a track called Circle. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're playing some interesting music this afternoon from all over the world. In fact, this next artist that I'm going to be featuring for you is a pianist from Israel who currently resides in France. His name is Yaron Herman, and this is a beautiful album entitled Variations. It's Yaron himself without accompaniment. And this afternoon I chose a track written by Sting, a piece of music that many jazz musicians have covered. And I think that Yaron does a really interesting job with this number. It's well known. It's entitled Fragile. And then we're going to follow that up with an Italian pianist who is currently living in France as well. His name is Giovanni Mirabassi, and this is from his album Prima o Poi, and we're going to hear a track called Baccarole. So let's start off with some music from Yaron Herman with Fragile.
Thank you. Radio!
Thank you.
gifted pianist Giovanni Mirabassi from his latest album entitled Prima o Poi, and we heard a beautiful tune called Barcarolle. And just before that, we heard some music from Israeli pianist Yaron Herman from his new album Variations, and a track written by Sting entitled Fragile. Well, as promised, we're going to listen now to some more music from Israeli guitarist Michel Sajrai from his album Yathrib, and this time we're going to feature a tribute to one of the greatest vocalists to come out of the Middle East. Her name was Om Kathum, and this one he calls In Memory of Om Kathum.
Thank you.
Good till the last breath. Another fine example of where the jazz bassoon fits in the world of jazz. Boy, I tell you, that was such a beautiful rendition of Monk's Mood, played for us by Michael Rabinovich. And, of course, he's playing the bassoon, an instrument you normally hear in classical music, not in jazz. And just before that, a beautiful piece of music played for us by Michel Sajrari from Nazareth in Israel. A great guitarist with a superb album out now. It's called Yathrib. And we heard a tune dedicated to the late, great Middle Eastern vocalist. Her name was Om Kathum. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And just a beautiful tribute called In Memory of Om Kathum, taken from Michel's album Yathrib. We're going to continue now with some music from Reuben Hawk from his album of recent time. And a tune, I think this one was written by Dave Holland and Pat Metheny, if I'm not mistaken. It's entitled Question and Answer.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lowern. Deutsches aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Thank you.
Was some new music from Brian Bromberg. Brian has a new album out called Wood 2, and we heard A Love Affair. And just before that, we heard some music from Reuben Hawk from his new album entitled Of Recent Time. And we heard a version of Question and Answer. And every time I hear that piece of music, I think of Dave Holland and Pat Metheny. Well, we're going to continue now with some new music from Stephen Borman. Stephen Borman has an album out called Songs from a Small Room. We're going to hear a tune called 542.
Thank you. For all the most exciting and thrilling music around, keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM.
You've reached the community radio station at the University of Ottawa. How can I help you?
I come from a distant planet. I'm on a quest in search of a bilingual information center that specializes in audio sensory enhancement.
Oh, you mean music. I have good news for you. We've been waiting for your call. Your frequency has been adjusted to FM 89. Fear not. Your mission is complete.
Thank you. I will spread the word around the galaxy.
We just heard some music from two great guitarists. We heard George Van Epps and Howard Alden, and their take on Mine, and that was taken from an album called 13 Strings. Just before that, we heard some Steve Borman from Songs from a Small Room with 542. I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 weeks on this edition of In Transition. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, coming up in about 4 minutes' time, the Ethiopian show until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.